We understand and appreciate that spring semester 2020 was unlike any other semester that our students have experienced here at Utah State. We know that there are a number of needs and challenges that they faced because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Robert Wagner, Vice President of Academic and Instructional Services at Utah State University, says on top of the institutional and donor-related grants USU offers to students facing hardship, the university was granted nearly $17.5 million through the Federal Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act. The U.S. Department of Education requires at least 50% of the funding go directly to students. About 40% of the students at USU are eligible for CARES Act funding, and those who are not eligible can still apply for the USU COVID-19 Student Emergency Hardship Resources Fund, according to Vice President of Student Affairs James Morales. But Travis Forsyth, a junior at USU, says it may not be enough.
For everybody else, they're just out of luck.
In April, Forsyth started a petition to get USU to refund 42% of student fees to make up for the interrupted semester.
I think that everybody that receives money from the CARES Act is going to be grateful for that money. But I think that the refund is a separate matter, and it's not only about receiving money for students that are struggling. Every student has paid student fees up front for services that were not able to be provided. USU is keeping money that they charge for services they can't provide.
The petition has more than 1,000 signatures, but Forsyth says when he met with Morales, he was told based on USU's policy, a refund in student fees is not possible. More information on the grants and eligibility is available at upr.org. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, I'm Kat Webb.